Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this I'm going to speculate whether there'll be an early Westminster election. I think it unlikely. Now some pundits, I suppose I'm not one of them, who can call myself a pundit at all, are pretending to be more certain than they really are. It's definitely not going to happen, or it's actually quite likely. So they're dampening down expectations of the Conservatives in Westminster. But then if they were not quite sure themselves, they would not be giving some hint that it's a serious possibility. Because then if you don't do it really bad, think back to 2007, when that June, Gordon Brown became Prime Minister, and there was feverish speculation that he was going to go early. Then he didn't. Brown bottled it, despite Labour having a 5% lead in the polls, despite them retaining the Ealing Southall by-election quite well. And then Brown's reputation never really recovered, and it was kind of just a litany of bad news from that point onwards. Because if you mull it over and decide not to, then that looks really bad. Thank you so much, Qasim. I am a very great guy. So why would you do it now? It would seem like suicidal. Turkeys don't vote for Christmas. The Conservatives are 20% behind in the opinion polls. Other things, the Rwanda plan still not happening. Okay, finally passed the Commons. But, you know, they say the flights will start departing in 6 weeks from now. And now they're suggesting it's going to be more like 12 weeks from now. So they're really not confident it's going to happen at all. It may never happen. If some of them start going, then that is a reason to have the election. If they start going in June, they're not necessarily going to call an election in July. Try and see it have some effect. On the other hand, if you wait a few months after Rwanda flights is having no effect, that's not good. But it already is working for the Conservatives slightly, insofar as some illegal immigrants in the United Kingdom decided, well, we're worried about this whole Rwanda thing. We really don't want to be deported to the Rift Valley and have crossed the border into the Republic of Ireland. Remember that open border because of the protocol. So in the Republic of Ireland, for us, you know, I'm an Irish citizen too, it's a bit of a headache. A few thousand illegal immigrants claiming refugee status. Okay, we always had some, but more than we're used to coping with. And we were up to the eyeballs with Ukrainian refugees who the Irish Republic is striving to accommodate as best we can. By being so moralistic and holier than thou, oh no, we can't have this, it's a breach of human rights, we've bought ourselves a problem. We're not the refugees are like evil people or whatever, but you know, they have to be catered for. And are we going to let them work or not? So that's a success that can be pointed to. What else? The economy, you know, any gain has been minimal. It's gone down a little bit. It's gone up a little bit. So that's not really working. Okay, a bit more money in the pocket, the national insurance cut. But that seems to have really no effect. Nothing that Sunak does seems to change the dial at all. But things that could go right for the Conservatives are the SNP imploding. Hamza Yousaf forced out, which doesn't necessarily mean an early Holyrood election. There could be another first minister. And obviously the worry for Labour is might be a lot more effectual than Hamza Yousaf. Could scarcely be more ineffectual. But that might be quite rosy news for the Conservative Unionist Party if the SNP are able to fight back against Labour more effectively and Labour gain few or no seats in a Westminster election later on in Holyrood. So ironically, from Labour's perspective, as Hamza Yousaf is so terrible, the ideal thing for Labour is to keep him there. He's the gift that keeps on giving. So you don't want to get rid of him. But anyway, things in North Britain could go well. The local election's always the first Thursday in May through most of England, a bit of Wales. I think none in Scotland at this moment. I'm not sure about Northern Ireland. And of course, the London mayor election, a few major cities have a directly elected mayor. The West Midlands, which is not just Birmingham, the areas around it. Teesside as well in Northeast England, where Lord Ben Houchen is there. Astonishingly for a Conservative, was returned with a whopping 71% of the vote up there. Now it's going to go down, but will he retain his mayoralty? Probably. Now in the West Midlands, it's neck and neck. It looks like the Conservative guy will narrowly retain it. He's got some personal popularity trying to dissociate himself from the Tory party nationally. Sadiq Khan is very likely to win in London because the polls showed him 13% ahead. It showed him over 20% ahead like a month ago. So Susan Hall is not a fantastic Conservative candidate. She won't lose by as much as the polls say. Remember, Sean Bainey was loose, meant to lose by 20%. percentage points last time, the Conservative candidate. He only lost by 5 points. So she'll lose by more like 8 percentage points. But anyway, the Conservatives are defending roughly 2,000 local council seats and thought to lose about 500 of those. If they lose significantly fewer, like say 300, the Conservatives say that's actually not a bad result. Now, the Tory strategy since the late 90s, and a Tory pollster has told me this, is to really manage expectations, say, oh, we're going to be absolutely smashed. And when the losses come in quite mild, say, ooh, far better than we anticipated. On the other hand, that 500 seat barometer, if the Conservatives do significantly worse, that like 700, well, there's just no way there's going to be an election anytime soon. So the situation is fairly bad all round for the Conservatives. Okay, as they say, we're going to raise defence spending to 2.5% by the year 2030, which Labour won't match. And the Tories said, we'll fund this by cutting the civil service. Civil service is already out on strike sometimes. It's going to go and strike even more. And I mean, much though I'm against bureaucracy and want to have a bonfire regulations and have far fewer functionaries and think, you know, the desk jockeys really to tyrannise us. Okay, the civil servants aren't all bad. We do need a civil service. And I know it's been politicised and they are the shock troops of wokery. And as graduates who are mostly urban and obviously all under 67 because they're not retired, you would expect them to tilt heavily to the left, especially being public sector workers, which doesn't mean that they can't do their job in an unbiased manner and strive earnestly to do the best for the government of whichever complexion. But anyway, it's all very well to say you're going to cut out fat and not muscle, but inevitably you do cut a bit of muscle, and it's not a cost-free option, slashing the civil service. Did you go to university? Yes, yes. What would you expect? To study history and then law and then linguistics. Right. So is any of the things got very good for the Tories that there'll be an early election? I don't see it happening. The other thing is Sunak, a man of raging vanity, would want to be as Prime Minister as long as possible. He's only been there since that exact day, 25th of October 2022. So if he can stay beyond that 25th of October this year, he would have been Prime Minister for over 2 years. And leave it to the last minute till January 2025, been there for the 2.25 years, and that's not too much of a disgrace. On the other hand, people behind the scenes are saying he is weary, he is dispirited, he's only human, he's a bit like John Major. How can you ignore the press being lacerated every single day? His personal unpopularity is horrific. So yes, of course it would get to you. How could it not? So his hide can only be so thick. But just stringing on to the last possible minute, hoping that something will turn up like Micawber. Well, the Angela Rayner thing, that's obviously quite welcome news for the Conservative Party, especially if she's found to have done something, tax evasion, broken the electoral law, she has to go. Labour needs a new deputy leader. That's embarrassing for them. At very best, at very least, it's a distraction. Labour can't use this airtime to be savaging the Tories' record where they're having to defend their lying deputy leader and tax evader and all the rest of it. But that doesn't mean that people make the Conservatives more popular. That doesn't sort of undo the NHS waiting lists or anything like that. So my hunch is it won't be early. Early, I would define as anything before November. Remember, it has to be held by January. November, December, or January, I wouldn't call that early if it's any time but just before January. Remember, Conservatives are usually better at turnout. Okay, the polls put Conservatives on, say, 25%, but actually might get 28% if that's what the polls say. Remember, there's the timid Tory factor, people unwilling to admit to being Conservative because they say you racist, fascist, capitalist, selfish, whatever. And the trouble is Labour's vote is soft when they're projecting Labour to get, say, 42% of the vote, but in reality get like 38% of the vote. People who are Labour inclined, especially younger people, have poorer turnout. Having to show some sort of ID is going to depress Labour's turnout as well. The Greens are doing very well. Now, you'd expect the main opposition party to be well ahead in the governing party at about this electoral stage in the electoral cycle, especially so far into a government, 14 years in office, but you'd expect the governing party to be recovering. And indeed, that probably will happen towards the end of this year, but almost certainly the Conservative Party is not going to catch Labour. Labour's going to win it, a question of how much. Remember the glory days for Labour of Tony Blair, 70 seats in Scotland. Labour sometimes got 60 of them. I know there are only 59 seats now, but Labour's starting from a very low base. So, you know, getting 20 seats might be a realistic target this time. 30, it would be very ambitious. But they're almost definitely going to go up. So The Rwanda flights, if that take off, then that's something the Conservatives will crow about. There's very little to crow about. But even the Conservatives thinking, yeah, they're winning on defence, and they usually do. But as John Major lamented decades ago, there are no votes in defence. All right. So because Labour aren't going to match that because they'd have to say, we're going to raise tax in this or cut spending, wherever. So remember where you heard it first. So I think it is highly improbable there'll be election before November. The Tories would just hang on, hoping things will improve for them. Things could only get better from their point of view from such a low ebb, and hoping there'll be some huge scandal in Labour. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Toodaloo, everyone.